This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today, smack dab in the middle of March, and we have a big show for you this week. My first guest is a music legend, T.G. Shepherd, will be joining us. Later on from Shanana, Jaco Marcellini will be here. John Cypher will be talking about his show on the Smithsonian Channel called Spy Wars with Damian Lewis. And then Jim Sturgis and Brooklyn Prince will be chatting about their new TV show, Home Before Dark. Next hour, a very fascinating author, Robert Hutchinson, has penned a book called What Really Happened? The Lincoln Assassination. Yes, more to learn from that 100 and some years later. Another country legend and pop legend, Rita Coolidge, and from HGTV, Chip Wade. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy. We'll be right back with my first guest, T.G. Shepherd.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Back all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy Today. I don't believe in the almost 30 years we've been doing the show, we haven't had him on the air. Got a brand new CD out right now. T.G. Shepherd is our guest. Hi, T.G., how you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. I hope things are going well in your world. They are in mine.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. And I'm excited about this legendary Friends and Country duets. I mean, you're on there with the best. Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Jerry Lee Lewis, our friend Engelbert Humperdinck and the Oak Ridge Boys, B.J. Thomas, Crystal Gayle. You got to be excited about this. I certainly am.
You know, it was a labor of love for me, Ron. It was something that I haven't released an album in 13 years to the country market, and I wanted to do something that would make a statement and create an event out of it. So I called in all my friends that I've toured with for years and asked them if they would come into the studio, and, you know, they all came with no questions asked, and it was just a very exciting time. This was a project that took about 5 years in the making.
Wow. Wow. Well, I know that for a while you did stop touring, and for a very good reason, too, I might add. Back a few years ago, the country music scene, as you and I know it, certainly made a couple changes in it, and you decided to go from working in the studio to another passion of yours, out on the road, and for a while you didn't go into the studio. But there is a certain amount, being a singer myself, of satisfaction that you have working in front of a live audience, isn't it, DJ?
Well, you know yourself, Ron, that instant gratification, that's an incredible thing, because people let you know instantly if they like what you're doing. So for me, it's incredible. That's the drug. drug that we all love in music is the fact that it's instant.
Right.
And with social media now, it's even more instant.
That's
you can
right.
reach the world in a matter of seconds. And so it's a very exciting day in any form of music.
I listened to the CD earlier. It's a great CD. Let's go back a few years. You left your home at a very young age to go out to the big world of music. You know, like we all know, it's not an easy task, but you found yourself the opening acts of The Animals, the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean. Then you did something that my pal Tony Orlando did. You went from being on stage to going behind the scenes in the record promotion business. That also is a very difficult thing and probably a little sometimes tough when you're promoting other people's records when you know you can do it yourself.
Well, the thing is, yes, and Tony is one of my dearest friends.
Oh, yeah, he's something.
Back when he was pushing for April Blackwood Music, I was pushing with RCA and Stax Records. And yeah, but you know, you learn so much from other artists. After touring with the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean and people like that, I gave up on my career, so I thought that I would live my dream through the eyes of other performers and stand in the wings and watch them perform. So I never realized that I would come back in the form of a country singer, and I did that through the encouragement of Waylon Jennings, who was a good friend of mine. And he was one of my artists at RCA that I toured with. And yeah, I mean, I've been so blessed along the way to have made some great friends, and of course Elvis was one of my dearest, was my first believer and came in my first tour bus.
That's what I understand. My very dear friend was Joe Esposito.
Oh, know? God, I love Joe. Are you kidding me?
Joe used to tell me all the time about your many flights on the Lisa Marie and the fact that you did get a tour bus from Elvis. He felt that you needed to get back out there on the road and have people hear your music. He tells the story very vividly to me.
Well, the thing is, sometimes we need those things in our career, and especially with you, you know, being on the boards, as we say, on stage yourself. We need those things sometimes to validate us and to give us the confidence to go forward. And when Elvis gave me my tour bus, I told myself, I said, if Elvis Presley believes in me enough to
yes.
give me a tour bus, then I have to take this very serious. And so after that, I got very serious about my career and recording, and we were able to put together 21 number one records after that.
Right, and ranked in the top 100 country artists of all time among singers in the country music, and as you alluded to, 21 great hits, 25 albums, named Best New Artist by Cashbox in 1976, and Best Music Documentary at the Tully Awards for Partners in Rhyme. So certainly, I think you've surpassed the expectations of Elvis back in 1976.
Well, you know, but I got to tell you something, though, Ron. I have always wanted to go back and do what you're doing right now, because I was in radio in the very beginning when I was 16, and I loved it. Still love it. And once in radio, you always love radio, just like once you're on stage, you always love the stage. But no, I have had an incredible run at my life, celebrating my 40th year this year as a performer in the music business, and it's been a heck of a ride.
Well, I tell you, I've been in the radio and television business for 50, and if you're ready to take over, just let me know, pal. And
and if you want to come out on the road with me and do some dates, come on.
I mean, I'm sitting in my studio, my radio studio, with the drum set, guitars, and a keyboard.
You probably are.
Yeah. No, I mean, I am. It's a recording studio. Too, so we're ready here. Do you ever get down to Orlando? I mean, we got to get together.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I love Orlando. I'm down in West Palm and Tampa and Orlando. Matter of fact, I'm playing the Florida State Fair. And I'm a huge Disney World freak.
You turned around and diversified, too, as a businessman. Had a bed and breakfast with a 160-year-old log home. I love log homes. And then went into the chain of country nightclubs, guitars, and Cadillacs. And that's how Bob Hope made a ton of money. It's very important to take your fame and notoriety and spread your wings a little bit, and you've done that.
Well, I think I was very fortunate to be able to do things that I love. You know, the one thing I loved, I guess, more than any other was when I put together my own NASCAR team for 7 years.
Right.
And, with Folgers Coffee. And so I've been fortunate to be able to take what notoriety we have had, which I've never felt was that much, but and use it to do fun things in my life that I wanted to do. Guitars and Cadillacs and a bed and breakfast. I mean, I love the old Bob Newhart show, so I had to have a bed and breakfast. I was a Richard Petty fan, so I had to have a race team. So I don't know. I've been very blessed and very fortunate to do a lot of things and diversify and as a businessman, and that's enabled me to do a lot of things that I've always wanted to do.
You and I have a lot of stuff in common. The Richard Petty, the business situation, the Elvis connection, and certainly you talk about charitable organizations. I, too, am involved with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Congratulations for being part of that, and Cerebral Palsy, Alzheimer's Association. And I failed to mention early on the fact of your multiple appearances at the White House. You know, T.G., you have done a heck of a job starting off when you were just 15 years old. Did you ever expect to be in such a position and having a great CD like you have out right now with all these duets? That's pretty good.
You know, I never did, Ron. I have to pinch myself every day, and I know you've got days like that. I pinch myself going, wow, what a great day today. What a great life. No, I never thought I would. I mean, as a kid growing up, I never thought I would even meet a president, let alone play for one.
Right.
And I have played for several of them at the White House. And it's just, every time I do something like that, it really and truly grounds me to the point that, if you ever forget where you came from in life, you'll never get where you want to go. And it really keeps the ego in check. I mean, when you're blessed to be able to go and do those things that are just so over the top.
As you know, it is difficult in any occupation to remain pertinent and remain in the game and with the uniform on and playing. And after 40 years of doing what you've done, you have been able to accomplish that. And for that, I congratulate you, my friend, because you've done a heck of a job. You really have.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm really excited in this new phase of my life, in the fall of my life, to be able to have a wonderful tools to reach more people with social media. And I mean, if you want to go check out what I'm doing or follow me on Twitter or Facebook, or go to T.G. Shepherd Music. And matter of fact, we're even going to be posting some really special video clips of the recording sessions with all these artists starting today and tomorrow.
Oh.
On Twitter and Facebook. You'll be able to see me in the studio with Jerry Lee and see me in the studio with B.J. Thomas or the Oaks. These are great times right now where we live in a download world where you can go and buy your product after you hang up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
At Amazon or iTunes. Technology has taken us so far, and it's exciting to still be in the business after it's come to pass.
See, aren't you glad you got out of the record promotion business?
I don't know. Some days I made more as a promoter.
Well, the new CD is out right now. I urge everyone to grab it. It's called The Legendary Friends and Country Duets. It's the brainchild and the talent of T.G. Shepherd. And T.G., it's always great talking with you. I'm sorry we haven't had you on the air sooner, but let's do it again sooner than later.
Damn, Ron, you know what I like about you? You don't do an interview. You do a conversation. I thank you so much because, believe me, and I'm aware of this being an open ocean man, without people like you, there wouldn't be people like me, and I thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. T.G. Shepherd has been our guest again. Legendary Friends and Country Duets. Pick it up. It's the latest effort of our friend T.G. Shepherd. Also, check out his website, too. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Rock and roll is here to stay. It will never die. It was meant to be that way. No, I don't know why. I don't care what people say. Rock and roll is here to stay.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today, and that's the music of our next guest. It's been 50 years since they made their appearance warming up the audience at Woodstock for Jimi Hendrix. We're talking about, of course, Sha-na-na, and joining us right now from Sha-na-na is Jaco Marcellino. Jaco, how you doing today?
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, boy, I can't believe this. 50 years ago, seems, I hate to say the old cliche, but it seems like only yesterday.
Yeah, it does. It does and it doesn't, I'll tell you. It's amazing that we did this concert. It was only our 12th performance in public, and then we got to be at Woodstock and go on just before Jimi Hendrix, who got us the gig.
Really? I was just going to ask you, how did you get the gig to begin with?
Well, we were playing at a, we were trying to figure out what to do with it after these, you know, they had a big 12-man act. What do you do? So we went down to this club in Hell's Kitchen, New York, and we were having a good two-week run because it was a hangout for rock stars. And Jimi Hendrix started coming. And, you know, it was amazing to meet him. He got the promoters of Woodstock down on the last night of the club was open, and they booked us instantly for $350, the check bounced. And then we got a dollar to be in the movie.
I am so surprised, too, because at that point in our American music history, for them to bring in a group that really did a lot of songs from the 50s and the doo-wop era was highly unusual, especially for a guy like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, well, Jimi understood it. You know, he came from the R&B and doo-wop world. He was a lead guitar for the Isley Brothers for a couple of years.
Yeah, right.
He knew the scene, and he was having fun with it. And luckily, he saved our career again. We were out there all weekend trying to get on. They kept bouncing us from Saturday to Sunday. And finally, it's Sunday night, and they went to Hendrix, the promoters, and said, you got to close the show. The stage is second. And Jimi and his management said, no, there's some acts that didn't get on. Waited all weekend. So we had a 35-minute slot right before Hendrix.
Unbelievable.
They saved our career twice.
Tell us what it was like there, Jaco. What was the atmosphere? I mean, realistically, probably you guys even thought this is a little bit bizarre, you know, because it isn't the type of music we do, and a lot of it was hard to understand, and people weren't big celebrities at the time that were performing there. So what was your assessment? Did you ever think in a million years that this thing was going to be a historical event?
someone had the New York Times Sunday edition, and front page was a big dead shot of the Woodstock crowd, and I said, this is something that's going to last forever, especially when they came with the documentary, and they were going to cut us out of the documentary. It was too long, but we were getting standing ovations in L.A. and New York and previews. What was an interesting thing I learned later, there was a team of editors, and the editor that edited the Sean and Us stuff was Martin Scorsese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My good friend Marty.
Wow.
But, you know, at Woodstock, it was sort of the best of times and the worst of times. I mean, there was one point I decided I wanted to be alone. The wrong place to be a claustrophobe. But, you know, it was this was unique about it was the spirit of cooperation. Everybody and the townspeople and the local authorities, they all really did a hell of a job of cooperating with each other and all these kids who were in this farm field for three long days.
You know, when you think about what you have been involved with the band, between Woodstock, then in Greece, and then your own TV show from 77 to 81, and then, of course, the fact that you have done worldwide tours and sold more than 20, 30 million records. You know, I looked down the list, Jocko, of the individuals, and I know there's more, that have opened for you guys that they're fans, huge fans, because you're talking about people like Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, Jay Leno. These guys are all from the era that you are singing about, and it makes it work.
You know, back in the day, they put a stand-up before you send somebody out. Springsteen, we used to hang at the Holiday Inn afterwards and jam with the Boss. But, you know, no, there was Billy Joel was opened up to us in Milwaukee, I remember. Crazy times.
Wow, I guess so. Well, I know that guys like Springsteen and Billy Joel are big, big fans of that kind of music, and of course, Jay Leno is too. Wow, that is a compliment. Now, how many dates a year do you do now?
Now we do about 25.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was over 100, too much to have a life. But, you know, it's reasonable to keep it tight. We got a good, strong act. We deliver what people expect. They have the great rock and roll doo-wop, rockabilly, and have a good time.
Yeah. Tell us about this new 50th anniversary album. See, I would say album. I should say CD, okay? But
album means collection, so I think you're right.
Yeah.
50th commemorative edition, Sha-na-na. I've collected over the years some great live performances, so there were 12 on here, plus I produced three original songs that the band has written. So it's pretty exciting, and the vinyl has a aqua blue color, so it's sort of cool.
Where can we get that?
Sha-na-na.com.
Okay. Somebody told me that you guys are referred to as the undergraduate members of the Kingsmen. Is that the Kingsmen?
No. Columbia College Kingsmen. And the Kingsmen is like a 200-year-old glee club.
Oh.
Like the Yale Whippenpoos.
Okay.
So that we were a spin-off of that, but then we went with all the doo-wop and the oldies. We had to get a new name because, as you say, the Kingsmen were the Louie Louie boys.
Right. It's amazing. I know we chat about this a lot of times on the air, that the doo-wop music and the music that you're doing never, ever, ever dies, and it doesn't make any difference what demographic you are performing to. The people that were alive and enjoyed it at its peak love it, and then every generation thereafter does. I mean, it's a phenomenon that I don't think has hit any other music. Maybe country, but not the country that it used to be. So it's just staggering to see how long this has lasted with no end in sight, thank goodness.
Sure. You know, there are eras of great popular songs. And, you know, before the 50s era, which we celebrate, you know, there was the 40s and the 30s. You know, those were the Sinatra and Nat King Cole and Tony Bennett, who's still out there singing.
Amazing.
And then the next generation of great songs were the doo-wop song, you know, In the Still of the Night, Come Go With Me. They were great songs done in a great way.
So many bands and singers after that were influenced by it. So, I mean, it's never really gone away.
No, I agree.
Okay, so the 50th anniversary album is out right now, and you can get that online at Sha-na-na.com?
Yep. Okay. Sha-na-na.com.
Hey, this has been fun, Jocko. You guys have really been a pinnacle of reminiscence of an era gone by. If it wasn't for you guys, I don't know if it would have been to the forefront as frequent. You guys brought it into the modern era, and I thank you for that, my friend.
All right. thank you.
Then he's something else. Jaco Marcellino is his name. And they're celebrating 50 years since their appearance on Woodstock. They opened for Jimi Hendrix doing Get a Job, 16 Candles. That's amazing to me. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new class has graduated at the Air Force Academy. The ceremony was adapted with social distancing measures in place due to the coronavirus threat. Graduates were sitting apart with very few guests allowed. Vice President Pence was there, and he spoke to the grads.
While we don't quite look like the usual graduation at the Air Force Academy, let me tell you, this is an awesome sight. And I wouldn't be anywhere else.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says President Trump may want to reopen the country soon, but that will depend on better testing for the virus, and that needs to be completed first.
The trick with testing is not that we don't know how to do it. We've done it better in this state than almost any other state, almost any other country. It's bringing this up to scale.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I know a little bit about our next guest because of the fact that I watched the show. I think it's a fascinating show, and I got hooked on it a couple of weeks ago when it premiered, and I've been watching it ever since. It's called Spy Wars with Damian Lewis. It's on the Smithsonian Channel. Joining us right now is a former CIA agent and intelligence expert. He spent 25 years with the Central Intelligence Agency in clandestine operations. He retired as a lead instructor of the CIA. Joining us right now is John Cypher. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Ron. Glad to be here.
This is a great show. It's an 8-part series that is on the Smithsonian Channel, premiered last month, and it's about all the incredible true stories of spy wars fought kind of under the radar, if you will, in the turbulent years between the Cold War to the Iran hostage crisis. The first one got me hooked, John, because it was a man who saved the world. I was a nervous wreck watching that show because he was doing things, you know, he left his family behind, he was jockeying himself between England and the Soviet embassy. I mean, these are fascinating stories, and they're all true.
They're definitely all true, and that is an interesting story, and I worked in the clandestine services of the CIA. It's sort of the human side of spying, and it's just one piece of a much larger national security and intelligence apparatus. But when we get a source like that, it can be a big difference between success and not success, or life and death in some cases. And so what's great about this series, Spy Wars with Damian Lewis on the Smithsonian Channel, is that it takes a variety of these stories, all of them true, and it does a very professional job of putting them in good context. You know, many of these shows tend to be either sort of fantasy or sort of conspiracy theory looking, but they do a great job, I think, in this series.
You know, when you watch this, you almost think you're watching a movie because it sounds like, you know, 007. And these are all true things over the last 50 years. And in the one that I mentioned, The Man Who Saved the World, they really attributed his efforts to pass along Soviet intelligence to the British and preventing, actually, nuclear Armageddon between the Soviet Union and the West. I mean, that's pretty heady stuff.
Spying is an inefficient business. You know, the U.S. government tries to collect information around the world with satellites and diplomats and academics and all sorts of things. But if we can't get things any other way, we try to spy and steal those things. And that's really the human factor. You're finding people who have access to information we need and trying to develop relationships and build trust with them. And so in that case, Mr. Gordievsky was a Russian Soviet intelligence officer, and he had access to information that helped the Reagan administration understand that some of the actions it was taking with its military exercises was being misinterpreted by the Russians, and they were preparing for nuclear war. And so it was his intelligence that helped the West understand how the Soviets were looking at America, and it really helped in that case.
He really left his family in peril because he didn't know if the Soviets would do damage to his family life because he was spending so much time outside the country.
Well, intelligence officers like what I was around the world for 30 years, we do our work, and it's fascinating and fun work. And a lot of people will say, oh, you know, what you're doing is important or heroic. Frankly, it's these people who work for us. They're the ones that are at risk. They're the ones in danger. So if someone is in a country and it's a repressive regime and they're willing to meet with Americans and commit treason against their own country to help the United States, they're in real danger, and their family's in danger, and those people are the real heroes. And this series explains some of those stories.
Spy Wars with Damian Lewis, of course, as I mentioned earlier, on the Smithsonian Channel. It airs Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Great reenactments and actual footage. I mean, it's a mix of both, with actual KGB, CIA, FBI, MI6 interviews exploring, you know, all these stories. Is your experience in the intelligence community, did you personally have some close calls?
Well, yes. I mean, our job is to work overseas and to do whatever is necessary to get the information to the U.S. government. You know, I don't want to give a sense that, you know, it is like the movies where we're running around with guns and things are blowing up all the time. But we're doing what we need to do. And whether it happens to be in a war zone, we need to be prepared to work in that war zone. If it happens to be in Paris, we might not be in that kind of danger. But like I said, the people who work for us, they're the ones that are in danger. And I think you'll learn from this series that those heroic people have really helped the United States and really helped our security. We think of American heroes, but there's Russian heroes and there's Iranian heroes and there's others that have helped the United States tremendously.
The double agent, can they be trusted? I mean, if they're turning on their mother country because they, in this particular case, the man who saved the world and was working for the British, can the British sometimes think, geez, if he turned on Russia, he's going to turn on me?
That's the art of espionage, and that's been something that intelligence agencies have been having to deal with for decades and decades. And so I can tell you from my experience, you're developing relationships with people who have access to information we need. You're doing everything you can to assess, understand that person, what makes them tick, what is important to them, what's not important to them, you know, what is their ego, what kind of access do they have. But you're also making sure that you test that information, and it never ends. And so even with somebody like Gordievsky, who's providing tremendous information and putting himself at risk, the British services were in a position of always testing, making sure that they're cross-checking information. When he would tell them something, they would do everything they could to make sure that it was true. And so that is part of the art and game of our intelligence services and our clandestine services. Our enemies will often try to send fake sources to us to try to confuse us. That is a really important part of the business.
In the case of Agent Gordievsky, was he concerned that something catastrophic would happen to him? Because when you're a double agent, you really have to convince who you're working with that you have their complete trust.
Well, I can assure you that anybody in Russia, China, Iran, or countries like that who are working for the West understand very, very clearly the risks that they're taking. And it would be unethical of us if to work with those kind of people without making clear to them what the risks are and to work to help keep them secure and keep them safe. And so, you know, if we are around the world collecting information and the people we get it from were getting arrested or we just sort of left them out, hang out to dry, nobody would work for us. People like Gordievsky, you know, everybody's very clear about what the dangers are, and we're working together to try to make sure that we mitigate those dangers.
In the case of Gordievsky and yourself, after you've retired, are your names at risk even after all this time has passed? Even though you're out of the business now, will somebody come back and say, you know, he really affected my effectiveness and turned against, you know, a country, whatever the case may be, we still have his head on the block. We're going to pay him back. Is that a possibility? Because you are explaining in all of these episodes exactly what the agent was participating in. I mean, the one Trojan horse is a good example of that. One that's coming up, Escape from Tehran. I mean, this is immortalized in a movie, Argo, and it's a CIA agent that used the inspiration of Hollywood to conduct a high-stakes covert mission in the international world. So there are people out there that probably are like elephants. They're not going to forget who went against them.
Well, that's right. And the thing to remember is that there are intelligence officers, like what I was, and then there are sources, somebody like Gordievsky. And it's the source that's really in danger. So I was undercover overseas as I worked for almost 30 years for CIA. But when I retired, I was able to say publicly that I work for CIA. I can't share classified information, but
right,
I can explain to the American people to get a sense of what their government does on their behalf. But somebody like Gordievsky, even though he's defected and moved to Britain, is under a different name, yes, he is still at risk. Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, is a former KGB officer. He's made it clear that he's willing to assassinate people who work against his country. And if you recall last year, a Russian GRU, military intelligence officer,
yeah,
living in Britain, had defected. They attempted to kill him with a military nerve agent. And so Gordievsky, you know, as brave as he is, has to continue to protect himself, and the British are obviously involved in that process to protect them as well.
I'm sure as a retired agent, there are some things that you, regardless of if you're retired or not, are restricted from saying. Are you personally in danger, John?
I don't believe so. Otherwise, I wouldn't be, you know, talking and speaking as much as I do. The U.S. government provides us with support and protection, and it's the people who work for us that are in danger. And everything about our job is to try to protect those people, to keep them secret. And so, yes, I talk about the kind of things that the CIA and the intelligence community does on the behalf of Americans, but I would never talk about specific people who did so because I would be putting them at risk. And anything I write or say has to be cleared by CIA to make sure that there's not classified information in it. So I write now for Washington Post, New York Times, and other places, and all of that has to be cleared by CIA to make sure that I don't spill secrets.
So I could ask you a question and not have it cleared?
Well, that's interesting. It's because they don't have the means means, you know, if you're on radio or TV.
Right.
But I think they understand that some of us who've been doing that, if I was speaking and saying things I shouldn't be saying, I think they would come after the fact and cut off my ability to have these kind of interviews.
Well, the show is fascinating. I mean, I don't think there's a soul out there that wouldn't find this absolutely unbelievable. It's an 8-part series. It is called Spy Wars. Its host is the Emmy and Golden Globe winning actor Damian Lewis. John Cypher is our guest, a former CIA agent who was talking about the show. It airs again on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on the Smithsonian Channel. John, you are welcome back here anytime. Fascinating and great show, and good luck, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate it. Stay safe.
You too. You be real safe. John Cypher, the TV show Spy Wars with Damian Lewis on Smithsonian. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Live all across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very enthused to talk to our next two guests, which, by the way, when you talk about working actors and actresses, these next two fill into that category perfectly. We're going to be talking about a show that is on Apple TV+. All 10 episodes of the show premiered on the 3rd of April, but now they're available right now to watch them, and the show is called Home Before Dark. Joining us right now is Jim Sturgis and Brooklyn Prince. Hi, Jim. Hi, Brooklyn. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited to be on the show in my hometown.
We were just talking before we went on the air. You live in Orlando. I was going to ask you, because I know that you're involved with the Florida's Community Hope Center, so I thought you lived somewhere in Florida. Well, that's great. We might be neighbors. Who knows?
Oh, wow.
Feeling really left out over here, guys. I'm feeling really left out.
Jim, I don't feel that way. We'll get to you eventually.
I know.
In fact, Jim...
Oh, okay,
sorry,
thank
Jim.
You.
That's funny.
I know, it's all right, Chris.
Jim, tell us about this show, okay, Home Before Dark, because it's based on a true story of a 9-year-old reporter who finds a little bit of an unburied secret in a mystery series. Tell us about that. This is your turn, Jim. Shine now, okay?
I shouldn't have said anything. Yeah, well, the show's really about a family who moved from Brooklyn, New York, back to the dad's hometown outside of Washington State. And so when they go back to this hometown, the sort of family discover that their dad had a very sort of traumatic secret that he's been keeping from them for all this time. The secret turns out to be that it was basically his best friend when he was about 10 years old was actually abducted right in front of his eyes. And that's been a sort of traumatic emotional process that he's been going through for all these years. And it was something that sort of affected the whole town and the whole community at that time back in the 1980s. So the story really is about the connection between my character and his daughter, Hildy. This is all based on a true story as well. This is a real family, and this really happened. Hildy is a sort of budding young investigative journalist. It's her sort of passion in life is to sort of, you know, be a journalist. And so she is the one who really gets to the bottom of what really happened all those years ago to her dad and to her dad's best friend, and discovers that the wrong person may or may not be in jail. And it's the sort of tenacity and the sort of drive of this amazing young girl who sort of fights to uncover the truth of what really happened in that town that time.
What year did this really take place? What the genre?
Yeah, it takes place in sort of present day, but it flashes back to the past, to when my character is 10 years old. Flashes back and forth a fair bit, back to the 1980s and back to present day.
Of course, you play the father, and Brooklyn plays Hildy. Did you have the real people on the set to watch to see if the accuracy was right in the mode?
We did, right, Brooklyn? Yeah, Brooklyn and Hildy became really good friends.
I think as an actor and an actress, having the real people right there sometimes could be a little intimidating. Brooklyn, you, at a very young age, started into this business back in 2017, way back there with the Florida Project with William Dafoe, and the one and only Ivan that you're going to be starring in with Angelina Jolie. How did you get started in this? Did you get started right here in the Orlando area?
Yes. Well, my mom and dad had no plan for me to become an actor, but my mom is an agent, so one of her agent friends is like, they need a really cute, like, baby to, like, two-year-old, like, toddler to be in this magazine for a photo shoot. And my mom was like, I don't know. And then my grandma was like, do it. And then she asked me, and I was like, okay. And I went there. I was crazy, but, like, they got, like, a lot of photos. And I guess I did pretty well. And then, like, I started, like, getting into commercials and stuff. And then it just went on from there.
Wow, unbelievable. Because know that you had, like, 14 acting awards just from the role that I mentioned with the Florida Project. That's staggering. Do you still live in town?
Yes, we do. But we're in Vancouver right now, and I want to go home, but, you know, we can't.
Right now you can't. Yeah. Jim, you have a plethora of projects that are under your belt. Your one-man show, Buzzin'. I mean, it just goes down and on. And you've worked with some heavy-duty people. I mean, the likes of Kevin Spacey, Lawrence Fishburne. Gosh, the list goes on. Scarlett Johansson. It's just unbelievable the number of... You have not stopped working since you started in this. But I understand that, first and foremost, and it's kind of similar with me, that music is your passion.
Yeah, I've always been sort of passionate about both. You know, growing up, I was just obsessed in films and I was obsessed in music. So they were the two things that I really felt connected to. And skateboarding, but I don't think I was ever going to be a professional skateboarder. But they were the sort of three passions that I had in life. And so, yeah, I mean, I sort of played in various bands back in London for many years. And there was moments where I thought the music was going to sort of be the predominant thing in my life. And then the band sort of fell apart and I kind of fell back into acting. And I've really been going sort of back and forth between the two my whole life, really. So, yeah, managed to sort of weave music into films that I've been involved in. And, you know, it's been a great process like that.
This is an unfair question. It's like asking someone which child they like better. But if you had a choice between music and acting, what would you take?
I think if you'd have asked me 10 years ago, I might have said music, but if you ask me now, I will definitely say acting. I can't be lugging it around, you know, playing from town to town in a band anymore. So I'm quite happy being an actor. The beautiful thing about being an actor, you get to stay in the cities that you're working in.
Right.
And you get to know the places that you're traveling around. You know, when you're in a band, you really just kind of go to one town a night and you really don't really get to sort of enjoy and feel part of this town or culture that you're visiting. Acting, you get to be there, you get to spend time there, and you get to tell a story there with the people that live here, because all the crew are often from the town that you're in. Acting is very rewarding like that.
Well, I'm glad you didn't say skateboarding as a third option, because that has kind of a time.
those days are gone. Yeah. Those days are gone.
Brooklyn, where did you film this?
We filmed this in Vancouver.
We're actually here right now. We were shooting the second season of the show before we got shut down with the coronavirus. So we're all here sort of in Vancouver waiting to find out if we're going to get back to work or not.
Wow, you got a second season already? That's fantastic. Congratulations to both of you. Now, it premiered on April 3rd with all 10 episodes at one time on Apple TV Plus. Now, when you go to watch it, can you binge watch it now that all 10 episodes have been distributed?
Yes, you can. And me and my family have already done it 46 times.
I love it. I wish you both much luck with this. And it's, of course, again on Apple TV Plus. It's called Home Before Dark. Boy, I heard that saying many times growing up from my parents. Be home before dark. And it stars Jim Sturgess and Brooklyn Prince. By the way, Brooklyn, that is, and Jim, you got to agree with this. I'm not ignoring you now. This is a cool name, Brooklyn Prince. You know, this is a great name. When you get back to Orlando, Brooklyn, we're going to have to reconvene. And Jim, you are always welcome here also, my friend.
Thank you so much, man. I feel welcome.
You will always be welcome. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Brooklyn.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Home Before Dark, and it's on Apple TV Plus. Watch it. It's a good show, and it stars Jim Sturgess and Brooklyn Prince. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Health. And I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Well, that's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests this past hour, and they include T.G. Shepherd from Sha-na-na, Giacomo Marcellini, John Seifer talking about his show on the Smithsonian Channel called Spy Wars with Damian Lewis, and from Home Before Dark, Jim Sturgis and Brooklyn Prince. Next hour, author Robert Hutchinson will be talking about his book, What Really Happened, The Lincoln Assassination, then pop music superstar Rita Coolidge, and from HGTV, Chip Wade. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world. We're going to pause momentarily. We'll be back with hour number two of Ron Segi today.